Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Election officials across the country are receiving suspicious emails that appear to be aimed at undermining the presidential election. It comes as President Trump has questioned the security of mail-in voting without evidence, and as U.S. intelligence officials have warned that Russia and Iran are trying to interfere in this year's election. Joining us now is Michigan's first-ever full-time elections security specialist, Ashia Brown. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Peter. I appreciate it.
And tell me more about these suspicious emails. Have you seen them in Michigan?
Absolutely. We have seen them in Michigan. They're actually becoming more and more common as we approach the actual election day. There are emails coming in to our election officials, our clerks mainly, looking to grab information. So they're like malicious links. So that has been one of our main concerns that we've been handling.
Well, does that mean that they're trying to get the workers, the elections officials, to click on these links so that they can then get access into the election systems?
What it seems like from our investigations, what we've got information back, we have a couple of federal partners that are looking into it for us and they give us results back. So what we have found out that a lot of it are phishing attempts. So they want the workers to, in fact, click the link, but also the attempt to try to take over that election worker's account. So by gaining access from the worker clicking the malicious link to give them the ability to then send emails from that election official's accounts to mask as if it was that official sending those emails. Those are the most common ones that we've seen, and those are the ones that we've kind of been shooting down immediately and that we've trained our clerks on noticing as soon as they come in what to do with it, and we send it to our investigation team to track those.
Do you know who's sending them or where they're coming from?
We do. We do investigation down to the point of the IP address. Some of the IP addresses have come from overseas, but most of them are from here, and we are still currently investigating those. Even warrants, as we speak today, are being drawn up to get more information on a couple of those. So we do see them locally and domestically.
Oh, that's interesting. It's both domestic and foreign. On the issue of foreign interference, your boss, the Michigan Secretary of State, has said that she doesn't think Michigan's election systems were compromised by Russian hackers in 2016. But of course, last year, the Senate Intelligence Committee said that Russians targeted election systems in all 50 states. Do you have any evidence that your systems are being tampered with this year?
Not at all. This year is a little different. Like you said, I'm the first election security specialist that they have had. So actually, as of last year, we put together an amazing task force with federal and state partners to work together. And then we're also lucky that in Michigan, we have three election voting systems. So it's a bit harder to tack down and hone in on trying to like hack or access our systems because they are three different ones and they're all three.
And what do you mean by that? One is digital, one is paper, something like that?
No, they're just hosted by three separate companies, Hart, ESS, ESNS, and Dominion. They're just three companies that provide our voting system rather than someone being able to attack Michigan with one set of like attackers using a set of instructions that they've created. Because of the system we use, it's much harder in Michigan because we do have three separate systems.
I see. So you do sound confident in the security of this election, but where do you think you're most vulnerable?
There are areas that I am concerned, and I feel like the public is concerned as well. And that comes into misinformation and physical security on Election Day, just making sure that Michigan's constituents are confident and feel safe going to their voting location. As you know, in the recent days, there was a ban on firearms, which was later overturned by the Michigan Court of Claims judge. So that opened up a whole nother window with firearms being banned, and then now they're not banned. So just making sure that our voters feel confident and safe and know that we're doing everything possible. And we understand that there's misinformation coming. There are robocalls individuals are receiving. So another big thing that we are focusing on is misinformation and making sure that we correct it and get the correct information out immediately to our public to get voter confidence.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the issue with the guns at the polls and physical security, because it's not just that. It's also, as you well know, that members of a militia in your state have been charged with trying to kidnap your governor, Gretchen Whitmer, because they didn't like her politics. What are you doing to make sure that people feel safe when they go to the polls?
Sure. So the Michigan Sheriff's Association, they are doing a big part of this as well. They have sheriffs across the state. We have the Michigan State Police Intelligence Operations Center, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the Attorney General's Office, as well as the National Guard. And we work and we meet daily at this point. So we're able to deploy people in a great manner in a great amount of time.
Ashiya Brown, Michigan's full-time election security specialist, the first one ever in that state. I know it's a very busy time of year for you, so thanks for making the time for us.
Thank you.